Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What the hell's El Clasico? Soccer ain't in my language, okay?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
K-Wood didn't call soccer, he called basketball.
Right.
And James Strebel.
I want names, I want numbers. I want to know who to freaking contact.
I don't know.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
I'm going to root against Kentucky till the day I die. If they beat Georgia, I'm going to say Georgia sucks. Say Georgia's the most overrated crap number one team of all time. And I'm going to move on with my day. It's not going to bother me one bit. You're going to be like, well, your credibility. Yeah, you can kiss my whole rear end with your credibility, dog.
All right, let's go. It's a Thursday. It's a thirsty Thursday. How about that? A little thirsty Thursday. My man Big Easy used to always say that. You like that? We're hanging out here on ESPN 680-1057. It is The Take. 3 hours. Got you to 6 o'clock here on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday at the home studio today. I'm Andy Sweeney. My man Jack Grossman.
Hello,
back
ladies.
Back at the station feeling good, looking good. Our guy James Strebel will be here in the next 10 to 15 minutes. Jackie boy, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are
you? We're doing fantastic. Another day closer. At the home studio here, I'm saying another day closer to Kentucky, Georgia. We'll get to that here in a second. And, you know, every day we come on at the same time, so we're used to knowing what's on ESPN, right? And right now they just launched their new lineup. It's the hockey show. It's the
hockey show.
Because ESPN is back in bed with the NHL. They're carrying a bunch of games this year, so now I'm getting Alexander Ovechkin talk
with Barry Melrose, the only hockey
twice.
Guy they have.
Melrose and I can't remember the other guy, and I should know.
Buchgras?
I think it's
those
him,
are like
yeah.
the two hockey guys. They're going to work them to death this year.
Yeah, and there's a lady on there. I do not know who that is. So anyway, 437-9680 UPS Jobs Tech. Line, excuse me, we are absolutely loaded on this Thursday. Tons to talk about today, obviously, as we're one day closer to Kentucky, Georgia. We'll have our blitz coming up at 4 o'clock. Louisville, Kentucky, Indiana, we'll do that. We got our guy Rick Bosich, WDRB, coming up at 5 o'clock, and then about 5:30 or so, Stuart Mandel from The Athletic will join us, their college football editor. We'll talk with him and get you ready for the weekend. Were you listening, Jack, to the end of the V Show there?
I think what you tweeted might have been in the period between me turning the stream off and walking in.
Yeah, I mean, Process just crash landed the show. Is he okay? Has he crushed a bunch of Bang energy drinks that he gets from the store across the street? I mean, what's going on with him? Anyway, 437-9680. Okay, so I told Jack this. And we have a ton of Kentucky stuff. Shaden Sharp, I got some Georgia numbers. I got some questions for Strebel. We have an update to the family photos and Big Blue Madness on Friday. Jackie boy, we got to get to that as well. So we have a ton of things to get to today. I start today with a question as we're one day closer. And I'm asking this to myself, okay? And obviously, the majority of the analysis seems to be that Kentucky's going to score a couple times. Me and you, Jack, were talking about this, that a lot of people are having, like, you know, Kentucky score 14. Bill Conley's number had, what was it, 34-15 or something like that. And so everyone has, including Our guy Stuart Mandel, I think he has Georgia covering, has very similar scores, but they all have Kentucky scoring a couple times in this game. And so that has been a piece of analysis. It feels like, and we have monitored this, Jack, as we have went this week, that now as we sit here on Thursday, and I don't think Strebel will do this, and BBN will blame me for rubbing off on Strebel, and you can save that for the damn mixtape if you want. But I don't think Strebel's going to budge too much here. But, you know, BBN is starting to pick up a little bit of confidence as we go. And that's natural. I'm not surprised that's happening. If it gets too much and too ridiculous, we'll make fun of it like we always do. So all of that is that is the backdrop to all of this. As BBN's going to start getting a little bit chesty, you are starting to see national stories, including ESPN had a huge write-up on the building job there with Kentucky football and Mark Stoops. I want to get to that because there are some interesting angles. A quote from Mitch Barnhart that we can get to. But I sit here today, and Jack, on Monday, or hell, even Saturday for the post game show, Saturday night for the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post game show, Sunday for the Sunday morning hangover, us on Monday, are we going to be able to use the excuse, well, it's Georgia? That's what I want to know going into this game. Well, because I feel like the answer has been yes until today. I feel somewhere within my body, Jack Grossman, I have this feeling that, you know, Kentucky, some people are starting to feel like they're going to be in this game for quite a while. No one's saying, hey, that Kentucky's going to win the game. Right now, nobody. We'll get to that. Somebody besides Daryl Bird and BBN needs to stand up. I mean, what are we doing here? Jack, no one stood up and said Kentucky's winning the game 18-17. I mean, what are we doing here? It's Thursday. It's 3:08 on Thursday getting ready for this game. So that was my initial thought today. It's like, am I going to watch this game? And if Kentucky covers, but they lose by 17, they lose by 20, whatever it may be, what am I going to do with that data? And I know we need to see the game. Do they cover on a last-second touchdown that doesn't mean anything and they've pretty much been out of the game? Does C-Rod fumble twice? Does Will Levis get lit up? Like, what happens in the game? I mean, obviously, we need to see what is going to go on, but I am interested in this game for really quite a while. I'm actually interested in what the Kentucky fans' reaction is going to be, because usually you got it pegged, because with Kentucky football, unless it's a disastrous loss like the dead fish game against Florida with Stoops, what one of the Ole Miss games if you lose to Louisville, like Kentucky fans will roll with it. Well, as long as you don't do something stupid, I think Kentucky will roll with you. Hey, and early on, Mark Stoops did some stupid things, some questionable coaching decisions as he was learning to be a head coach. I'm wondering the lead-up, how it's going to end here, Jack, before they kick off on Saturday, what kind of confidence it's going to be. And then after the game, if Kentucky covers, but obviously they weren't going to win the game, is it, well, it's Georgia, and don't let that beat you, you know, for Mississippi State coming up. So I want to get into that. I'm stunned, absolutely stunned. And help me at 437-9680. Jack, maybe you've seen something. I got no one in Kentucky land picking this to be a Kentucky win. I'm shocked about that. The other thing, 437-9680, and I don't know how much Kentucky fans care about this next point. This is, and do we have the Mark Story clip? Mark Story was on with Greer, Nick Valvano, and The Process, who probably had his sunglasses on, his feet up on the desk, right? All laid back doing sports radio. And Mark Story, I thought he said something interesting because I wanted to bring this point up at some point this week. And that is, this quite literally is your moment in the college football spotlight, more so than before. Here's Mark's story.
Just in terms of the national media attention, I don't remember 18 being anything like this has been. And I don't know that there's ever been a week in my lifetime where Kentucky football has gotten more positive national attention than it has gotten this week. To directly answer your question, I think the vibe in Lexington is somewhat excited. I don't know. I think there's a healthy respect for how good Georgia is. And I think people here believe in Kentucky and think Kentucky is a good team. But, you know, Arkansas is a pretty good team. And they just got whacked when they went to Athens. So, you know, I think respect for Georgia maybe dampens a little bit of the excitement. But it's
all right,
you
that's
know, people
good enough.
Are
we don't,
excited.
We don't need the Georgia stuff. All I care about, Jack, is the stuff at the beginning. That this is the most national exposure back in 2018. Kentucky, I think that's what it was. Jack, check that for me.
Yes,
Kentucky was not ready for that. Okay, and that's fine. I mean, nobody, again, we didn't kill them because we're like, damn, they're getting run off the field. Okay, I mean, they're getting smoked and it's bad and it doesn't look like Kentucky belongs to be on the field. Now, my prediction right now, how I feel on Thursday, is that maybe later in the game that happens, but I think through 2.5, 3 quarters, I expect Kentucky to look like they should at least, you know, they should be at that game at 3:30 on CBS and on the field with Georgia. Not as good as Georgia, obviously, but not being completely punked, for instance, like some other teams have been, including Arkansas.
Yeah, like, you want to avoid the Arkansas scenario.
But think about this. How much do Kentucky fans, because it has been great for you this season. The Florida game, the LSU game, no one cared or paid attention that on a Saturday night, you almost lost to South Carolina because no one was watching that game. No one cared that on the SEC Network Plus or whatever it is, I mean, you very well should have lost to that insane man coach in Chattanooga, right? Like, there's a couple times where Kentucky has had the chance already to slip up. No one cares about those games. LSU game, night game, SEC. Hey, this Kentucky team, not too bad if you're, you know, in Iowa watching the game, right? And so the last couple weeks, Kentucky has got all of this great pub. It's the best pub that they've got since I've been in the media. Mark Story's talking about he's been around Lexington for 30, 40 years. Does any of that matter if you get punked by George on Saturday? And the answer, I think, would be no. People understand how good Georgia is. In fact, I think Kentucky could lose and not cover the spread and not fall much at all in the polls.
I think Arkansas is a great example of that.
Yeah, they only fell three spots.
Yeah, but then they you know lost to Ole Miss the week after that. But that's not important.
Yeah, they got embarrassed, and I don't expect Kentucky to do that. I mean, listen, it could happen. There's no doubt it could happen. You turn the ball over a couple times, C-Rod fumbles, Will Levis gets hit, fumble, pick. We know how it can go. And my answer is I don't think they get penalized too much. I think the nation says, well, it's Kentucky football, maybe, and you know
Georgia,
what's going
on.
And it's Georgia, yeah, and that's going to be, and that goes full circle, if you will, to what I'm talking about. Well, it's Georgia. How much of the conversation is that going to be? Listen, this game has a chance. If Kentucky is in this game, we know defensively the big guys will have to play. J.J. Weaver, can he be a baller? Josh Pascal, can he be a baller? We understand the conversation. Square, can he be a baller? All of these things. This could also be a big moment for Liam Cohen and the Kentucky offense. I mean, like, their big moment right now has been what? ULM, and obviously Will Levis was fantastic against LSU, and the one breakaway touchdown, Wandale Robinson, in the Florida game. It doesn't even have to be a high standard. You can rush for 4.5, 5 yards a rush. You break a couple runs. No one's doing that against Georgia at all. No one's doing that right now against Georgia. I did, and we'll go to break here in a second, Jack. But I want to know what you think about this. I called you into my office today, and I'm like, what the hell do you want to do with this Georgia game?
Yep.
Right? Because everyone's analysis is the same on this nationally. I can't get away from it. And so I'm like doing numbers. And I'm like, maybe there's something. Like, I have Georgia numbers right now. Is that the that's a sports radio you want to do? Do you want, I should send you these numbers. And you should give a take and regurgitate these numbers. They're very good.
Were they the numbers I sent you earlier?
No. What numbers, numbers did you send me? No, they're different numbers. Okay. Yeah, these are different numbers. These are my numbers. I got Georgia defensive numbers, and I got Georgia how many points they've allowed per quarter. They've scored per quarter. What quarter is Georgia's best quarter?
First quarter.
It's the first quarter, but the biggest problem we have is Vanderbilt skews that so damn bad because they allow 35 points. They allow 35 points, Jack, in the first quarter.
Oh, Vandy.
So it skews everything.
All right, so but, you take but, that
okay,
out.
Okay, so would this be – here was going to be my point. 4379680. I'll read a couple texts here in a second. Clemson, they scored 0 points in that game. Auburn, they scored 3.
Arkansas, they scored like 21.
They scored 21. Yeah, they had three touchdowns. I'm like, well, you know, maybe Kentucky's a lot more like Clemson and Auburn. But I'm like, no one really cares about Auburn, and Clemson's having the worst season.
Yeah,
so that's
people would
not,
probably say Arkansas's the best team of the three.
right. They would, maybe until last week. So I got numbers, but I'm like, what do I give the people? Everyone's analysis and UK people, listen. I had a buddy text me. He's like, you just want someone to pick Kentucky so you can rip them. Well, yeah, partially. I'm just surprised still that nobody's done it. I'm surprised nobody's done it. I really am. That no one's put their name out there other than Daryl Bird. Come on, Strebel, you do it. You got this
puke.
He
won't do it.
No, he won't do it. He won't do it. He won't pick it. But I think Riggs going to move a little bit here. I don't know how much he's going to move, but I think he's going to move a little bit. All right, let's take a break. 437-9680. After the break, we'll read your text. Streep will probably be here. A story I wonder if you care about, and Shaedon Sharpe going all Hamed Diallo. We'll talk about it next. It's The Take. It's a Thursday on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That would be like, I don't know, I hate bacon. I don't know. What would be
well,
the
bacon isn't kosher.
Since when do you care about that?
I love bacon cheeseburgers.
And James Strebel.
I just love him go, hey, bacon's not kosher, and then the next breath, I love bacon cheeseburgers.
Who doesn't?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Makes me happy you playing this music, Jack. I don't know why, but it absolutely does. We got a lot of stuff tonight. 437-9680 NFL on ESPN 680, 105.7 Bucks and Eagles, 8 o'clock tonight. Catch that. Also over on 93.9 The Ville. Game 5, Dodgers Giants.
Who are you liking that game?
Giants. I'll take the Giants.
I do too.
How about that?
Of course,
well, there
I also
you go.
Picked the Giants in game 4.
Last night.
So
you were wrong the other night. And I will not stay up for that game. Nobody will.
I'm definitely staying up for that game.
9:07. You're staying up
for
the entire time?
Oh, yes.
You're that dialed in. You're staying up game 5.
I have enjoyed that series, yes.
Well, there you go. Look at that.
Yeah, they're the two best teams in baseball.
I would agree with that. Manfred has to be thrilled. Someone your age is that addicted to his product.
There's
not many of
you. It's a rarity.
There's not many. I did text Bozich today, who's coming up at 5 o'clock here on The Take on ESPN 680. I said, sorry about your socks. He said, I think it was like 126 days to pitchers and catchers report. And I'm like, all right, man.
See, I'm not that dialed in.
No.
No.
Texas says, was that music DaBaby? Texas says, is Blank going to be hosting a watch party in the alley tonight for Will Smith and the Dodgers? Texas says Roman Harper picked Kentucky on the SEC network. Rip him. He played for Alabama and the Saints. Thank you for the update. Yes, I know his football exploits, if you will. Well, Jack, we may have to look that up then. Did Roman Harper pick Kentucky to beat Georgia? Now, I'm not talking about covering the number. I'm talking about winning the game, not covering 22.5 or wherever it ends up. Texas says the recipe is to hold Georgia under 20. Kentucky's offense needs 3 touchdowns. Yeah. I mean, yeah, they need to score more. Texter, will Mitch be joining us for analysis on the Cardinals firing Mike Schilt? You got any take on that, Jack? I know.
Yeah, they were dumb to fire Schilt. Yes, I'm very happy they fired Mike Schilt. I think Mike Schilt, as much as I hate the Cardinals and hate to admit it, Mike Schilt's a pretty good manager.
I'm not ready to admit it because I don't know. I'm taking your word. They made the playoffs.
Well, they won 17 games in a row in September despite, you know, their entire team being on the IL.
Well, I texted him. He says, I'm shocked. So Roman Harper did give a prediction. Go ahead, get on the air. What did you send me?
I sent you a tweet of Roman Harper, of some Georgia fan being mad that he gave. They did a tail of the tape thing, and Roman Harper gave Kentucky the edge in passing game, coaching, and X factor.
X factor. Yes. Not the X factor. Look at that. Texas says glad you're having someone from The Athletic on the show today. The site that cumulatively, that's tough words, they would have under 7 wins on Kentucky preseason. Can't wait to hear his thoughts on UK Georgia. Don't live your life like that. Texas says 42-7 dogs. Levis 3 turnovers. Texas says Rummage apologized to Entz on the show today. Texas says Mitch curse is alive and well. Mike Schilt has been fired. Texter says Thirsty Thursday is so late 2000s. It's now called. Oh my god! I'm not gonna finish that. I don't know if that's offensive or not anymore. I just don't know what's offensive. Texter says Mitch also got his pink slip today. Texter says Roman Harper did pick Kentucky. Well, there you go. He's the one. But I mean, someone at BBN hasn't done it. I mean, that still means something. He's the only national guy to do it. So he's going to catch all the praise if that's the case. 437-9680. Big Rig's not here. He'll join us. He says he'll be here in the next 5 minutes. I don't know what he's doing anymore. It takes him an hour to get home.
That was a lie.
It takes him an hour to get across the bridge. I don't know what's going on with our guy. I really don't. Let me ask you this, and I was going to bring this up with him. What do I do with the Shaedon Sharpe story today? Jack, I assume you know what I'm talking about here.
Yes.
What do I do? Travis Branham, I think our guy Travis Branham on 24/7 was the first one to put it out last night that according to sources, Shaedon Sharpe, number one kid next year, not this, next year, okay?
Yeah, the year Strebel cares about.
Yes, the year that Strebel and BBN cares about, right? So they can move these guys along and, you know, they can get Lance Ware, they can move him along, right? Jack, they can move a couple of these guys
along.
Shibway, get out of here. Mintz, get out of here. They can do all those things. But Shaedon Sharpe may pull a Hami. That Shaedon Sharpe would come to school, reclassify. He would still need to graduate. But anymore, I mean, he'll be able to do this, right? So whenever they say, well, he's got some class stuff, if the kid wants to reclassify and the kid wants to go to Kentucky in the middle of the year this year, he's going to be able to do that. So the thought would be Shaedon Sharpe would go to Kentucky, work out the semester, work out over the summer, and then he would play next year. And if I'm not mistaken, Jack, maybe you'll remember, and me and Strebler were talking about this earlier, that I mean, Hami went down to, like, when he worked out for the team, he had not played, right, at Kentucky before he was deciding if he was going to go pro or not?
Correct.
Do I have that right?
That I believe that is correct.
Okay. Help me. BBN, help me. And Jack, look on the text line if I'm wrong with that. Because I don't know what to do, because I want to get on Strebel when he's here, you can save that, on how nervous are you that, I mean, the kid's going to be able to go pro, right? Like, the kid's going to be able to do that.
Or I think part of it depends on his age. Yeah, the birthdays, because you have to be, I think it's it's 18 and a year out of high school. Is I'm pretty sure what the rule is. You have to have both of those qualifications.
Yeah, so I wonder, I need to look that up because the Shaedon Sharpe story is interesting here. I mean, I guess, if you are confident, and you can't be confident in anything, if you're confident that your NIL is locked solid.
May 20th, 2003, so he's already 18.
So he's already 18, so he would be eligible then?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought I'd seen that earlier. For some reason, I blanked, and I'm like, oh, right before the show, I'm like, oh, crap, we got to talk about Shaedon Sharpe just because I've been so focused on football. I don't know how worried Kentucky fans would be. I would be worried personally because, I mean, you're going to bring the guy in. Does he get NIL opportunity, Jack, if he's never played a game? And then, like the expectation is that Shaedon Sharpe is much better than Hami, right? And Hami
was a fine player, the number one player of the class.
Yeah. I mean, so we're not, when I say he's pulling a Hami, I mean, Hami was not seen as a guy that could go top five. And so you see this. We saw it with Jalen Duren when people were like, if he could just skip a year. I mean, we had how many guys came on and said, yeah, Jalen Duren could go and he could play in the pros right now. Like, he doesn't need the year with Penny Hardaway or the G League or Calipari or anybody else. He'll be fine. And so the Shaedon Sharpe, I mean, he doesn't owe Kentucky anything. Like, I don't know. And then if you bring him in, you talk about what's best for the kid. Well, I mean, if he sits there and works out at Kentucky, you know it's going to leak out. Jack, you know this. It will leak out how good he looks in practice.
Oh, of course. You know,
right? Am I wrong
with
that?
That's a guarantee.
Yeah, and so
it's secured.
It's secured. And so I don't know. I mean, I would just be worried just a little bit because Kentucky and Cal always says it's about what's good for the kid. Well, I mean, the kid very well could sit there for a few weeks at Kentucky in Lexington and be able to go pro. Like, would be able to go pro. And, yeah, he would be much higher. Yeah, so I don't know. Sharpe, is he? We need to look up if he's old enough. Texas says Cal convincing another kid to reclass. Is this the U.S. Army?
He will be old enough, man. In terms of age. The question would be, would he graduate high school soon enough to be eligible?
There you go. And well, the draft is usually in what, like April?
No, it's in like June, July.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Streeple's here. He has arrived. Grab your headset,
hello,
big guy.
Hello, ladies.
Wrong one. Jack, that's disgraceful. That's,
I know,
the
that's
wrong
sad.
One.
That's sad.
Hi.
Goodness.
Hi, you got a little haircut.
Texas says, where's Big Rig?
I'm here.
I got a what?
You got a? Did you get a haircut?
Yeah.
It looks nice.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, I got a haircut today.
Yeah, looking good.
Yeah, how about that? My guy, Charles.
Charles.
How about
your
that?
Guy's Charles, and I got a guy, too, so there we go. My guy's
what
Rob.
Do you make of Shaedon Sharpe?
I'm nervous.
There it is.
I'm nervous.
What's Cats Illustrated saying?
Well, there's not a consensus. That's the thing that's making me the most nervous.
Okay.
Is
what do you mean by consensus?
There's a faction saying, don't worry about it. Cal wouldn't put his reputation on the line with this player and his season on the line with this player if he wasn't feeling good. There's another faction that's saying, be worried. Shaedon Sharpe might be eyeing the NBA and may not
Jack,
play a minute.
Look, we need to look up the birthday. Go ahead. You have to be 19 a year out of high school.
Yeah, the birthday is May 20th, 2003, yes. So he will be 19 by that
He'll
point.
He'll be 19, yeah, before the deadline.
But will he be a year out of high school?
Well, that's the thing is we don't know if he's graduated or not.
Well, he hasn't graduated.
Well, that's the thing. There's conflicting reports on how that's going to work.
Okay, so that's what's going on.
Yeah,
it's muddy.
It's very muddy.
You don't
muddy.
Like it.
I don't like it
you
a bit.
You think he's using Calipari.
There's a chance of that, yes.
And Cal can't do anything.
There's nothing he can do.
There's nothing he can do.
He can't, like, pull his commitment and say, nah, we're good. We're going to move in
right.
another direction.
We're going to go in another – yeah, you can't do that.
Because if he's up staying in college –
the kid's got you cornered.
Exactly.
Well, Mac will probably pick him up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're Chris Mack floating in those waters.
By the way, Greer today had some sound on L. Ellis.
Oh, really? Oh!
Jack, we'll have to get to that at some point. Oh, yeah.
I'm
Jack ran into my
that.
Office and goes, they're talking about L. Ellis. And he smiled at me, and I knew it was all good.
Yeah.
And I knew it was exactly
exactly what Strebel needs to hear.
It's exactly what you need.
It wasn't a puppy dog look. It was L. Ellis discussion.
Typical pot stirring.
I don't think it's pot stirring. I'm not the one stirring the pot here. I'm just reporting the news. I'm just telling you why we should be nervous.
Who are you, Blank?
I'm not an investigator. I'm not investigating anything. I'm not. There are no lawyers in contact with me, so
not yet.
Yeah, not yet. But yeah, I mean, they're. Well, he said with Hami, he came. He sat for an entire semester, and he practiced with the team, and then it went down to 0 hour. Before he made his decision final to come back to Kentucky. And I believe, from what I understand, what I remember of that, he didn't decide until like the last minute. It was like 11:50 p.m. and he like sent a text to Cal, "I'm coming." Like,
you stayed up for that?
Oh yeah, I did.
You stayed up to midnight.
Absolutely.
Did you write something for a Sea of Blue? By the way, I'm looking at the dates. He's not going to be eligible.
Okay.
And my internet died, which might be bad here the show here in a second. So text line, hang tight.
Hang tight, text line.
But I'm looking out. Yeah, he's not going
okay,
to be.
So we're okay.
So you're good to go.
All right, good. Thank you. Okay, I needed that because there wasn't – man, if he got – Andy, there'd be no running away or hiding from it. Like, we just get crushed. Crushed.
Jack, what's Barstool Sports doing with Indiana? Have you seen any of this?
I got added on Twitter about it, but I haven't actually seen any of it.
Oh, so you haven't followed? I mean,
he's been added.
Jack's done with IU.
This
is what's going on right now. Is sad.
You're right.
It really is sad.
Yeah.
I mean, IU's not a good. We should force Jack to do IU post game show.
He hasn't asked to do one post game show for a long time.
We should force him to do a post game show where it's 52-3 and there's nothing to talk about but sadness.
Yeah.
And you got to sit there by yourself.
Recording the podcast tonight.
There you go. Who you got on the show?
Oh, it's just me going solo and spewing takes tonight.
Oh wow. Of course it is.
Yes. Your favorite type of Crimson Coverage podcast, the Jack Grossman solo special.
Yes. It's going to be a fun one. Yeah.
Texas says, please have Strebel to stop reporting anything Kentucky-related. He's never reported anything Kentucky-related.
I'm just telling you what the conversation is. There was a lot of confusion on the conversation today. I'm glad that we're able
to... Did you post something today?
I did not. No, there was no posting today. No posting. It is lurking and reading.
Texas says, I saw Strebel pulling out of the Hooters on Dixie at 10 till 3 yesterday. No wonder he's late.
No, you didn't see me pulling out of any Hooters parking lots or restaurant parking lots. No.
Texas says, my friend sent me clips of Rummage blasting Amy McGrath last week. Have you all heard that sound? Top 10 of the year.
So he apologized to Ince.
I don't know. That's what I've been told.
Okay. Well, I'm glad those fences have been mended.
Okay, I haven't given it a thought. Not one thought.
Well, I know, but we talked a little bit about it.
It hasn't consumed 1 second of my life.
No, me either. We discussed on the show a little bit, and I like both guys, so that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
Who do you like most?
Well, I like them the same. Like what I deal with my kids. I love them all the same.
Man, I love that. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line.
The only people that I like are from that side, truth be told. And then I'm going to get back to the text line. Strebel, I semi-like. I kind of like Strebel at times. But there are times I don't like Strebel. But I would tell him that.
Big blue crew.
Like I said, Ince seems like a good dude. We've only chatted a few times.
You want me to do a speed round?
Big Blue Drew.
Yeah, he's a good dude. Yeah. He's a good dude, dude. Very good dude.
Yeah, I mean, he's tolerable.
That's a fair list.
I like the music going on the
Texter
background.
Texter says, correction, Sharp is currently 18. In May next year, he would be 19. He would then be draft eligible.
What I've been saying. But the issue isn't with the age.
But he's not a year from high school.
Yes, it's the high school thing. You need both of them to be eligible.
That kid's going
to
be pissed. He just wants to go pro.
It does feel like that, yes. It does feel like he's like, just trying to just get me to the NBA, please.
I'm not reading that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know what I said with the whole Hooters thing. I remember it now.
Oh.
Texas says Tom Allen has ripped Jack's heart out of his chest. Jack is struggling to recover.
Well, I mean, I think you all would laugh at me if I brought up anything IU football at the moment.
There's nothing to bring up IU anything.
I mean, Penix probably
isn't
going
to
play. They play Michigan State this weekend. They're probably going to lose. And after that, they play Ohio State. So they play. I mean, the Big Ten has 5 teams in the top 10, and Indiana plays all 5 of them this year.
Well, yeah.
And then they also played Cincinnati, who's also a top 5 team.
Tom Allen wanted the big time. Welcome to it, big guy.
I wish they did the Mark Stoops scheduling. I've been on that from the jump.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Taking strays from Louisville, and now IU fans. Y'all can't be happy for the Cats, can you? And you shouldn't be. I'm kidding. You should be mad, Jack. But to be fair, I wasn't mad when IU was good last year.
And I'm not mad that UK's good.
The only one that was mad was Mitch. He was the only one that was pissy about it. Everyone else was like, way to go, Jack. Glad you're happy. Mitch had to urinate all over everything.
So Mitch is right.
Yeah, and then he cheered Tennessee.
Yeah, he's totally right.
And Mitch was right because he bet against the spread on IU 8 games and lost 7 of them. But sure, he was right. He bet against Indiana every single game last season.
That was then, this is now.
And Mitch is here now to defend himself. So,
he is right in the present.
Where are you today? Come on, let's go. Where are you today, big guy? Because I'm noticing there's some confidence.
I'm still.
And I still have your numbers. I got Georgia numbers right here.
They're all great.
They're all single-digit numbers.
You know what?
Red zone D, 6. Rushing D, 4. Scoring D, 1. There you go. You want some numbers?
A lot of ones in there. You know, I've heard a lot today.
What have you heard a lot today?
Yesterday, 85 Bears.
Oh,
85
Lord heavens.
Bears. I mean, I've heard Mark Stoops said it. There have been people.
Stoops is kissing behind.
He is.
Everyone's being too nice, Jack. I noticed this.
Yeah.
Everyone's being too nice. Kentucky's not trash talking, and Georgia doesn't care about Kentucky to trash talk them.
Well, the thing I got with
they know 3 players on the team.
Yeah, they know.
They know Levis, C-Rod, Kennard. Maybe Rosenthal because of SC ties.
Yes.
That's it. That's all they know. They don't know anybody yet. Wandell. They know Wandell.
Wandell. So what, 5
they
players?
They don't know, is it Justin Rigg? They don't know Rigg.
No, they don't know Rigg.
They don't know Cummings.
Do they know J.J. Weaver?
They know J.J. Weaver.
Okay, I think they
We're
circled.
Like 6-7 guys.
Yeah, but that
no, Pascal.
Might be. Pascal's a beast.
Pascal and Square.
So maybe 10.
Maybe.
Could we get to 10? Do they
Could
know,
we get to net? I don't know if
do
we
they
get
know
to
the
10.
Kicker.
No.
Ruffalo.
Rooflin.
Rufio.
Why do you keep calling this Rooflin? The Hangover.
The Hangover, yes.
Jack, I'm sure you've seen that one many times. 3 a.m.
It's a Jack Grossman special.
It's a cool down after a long night at 2K with the guys.
Yeah.
So where are you? Come on. You've been Georgia covering the game, right?
I got 35-17.
35-17.
You know, cover.
So where are you? Still there?
I'm still there. I don't think I can move off of that unless something happens or, I don't know, I might wake up tomorrow feeling good. You know,
going to.
And some Fridays, you know, some Fridays you feel better than other Fridays. I might wake up tomorrow morning and say, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to pick the Cats. That may happen tomorrow, Andy. I doubt it.
Cats.
My guy Roman Harper did it for me already. So good to have a former NFL player. You picking the Cats. So we got that at least.
Roman Harper.
Yeah.
What BBN has right now is Roman Harper.
We got Roman Harper and that's really about it. Everybody else is picking Georgia to cover for the most part.
I have my one friend who's a BBN terrorist who keeps telling me that UK is going to win. He just added me on Twitter saying it.
Is his name Jack?
Yes. I just
so that's your buddy?
Yes.
Cameron? That's his name?
Oh. Yeah, good guy, but he's definitely a BBN terrorist.
Well, he kind of looks like one.
Yes.
Actually, he looks like a Louisville fan, a little bit more like a Louisville fan.
Really? I'm going to have to look at this.
You might have to.
Yeah. Speaking of Louisville, I do have a little making up I have to do.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Should I save this till later?
Let's just do it now.
Okay. All right.
Let's just do it now.
The family pictures got canceled.
Okay.
So, tomorrow, because it's going to rain.
Okay, right.
So I'm available for Big Blue Madness.
Okay, yes, I was going to do this later. But
okay, we can do it later.
Well, no, but you start talking about U of L.
Yeah, well, here's why.
What's the U of L tie-in?
Okay. So, of course, you know, after school's out.
Right.
I tell Kellen, we can go to Big Blue Madness tomorrow. And he had no idea that it was even on the table.
Right.
So he freaks out. He's like yelling and screaming, yeah, 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 we're in the bed, yeah.
Right.
And so Wyatt goes.
The twins are right there.
Yeah. So Wyatt goes, oh, what is that? That sounds like fun.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
Why'd you do it in front of the twins?
Because I couldn't contain myself. I was excited.
Why didn't you do it? I mean, we could have called them on the air or something.
They knew it was going to happen anyway. I mean, they're going to know anyway. So they're like, I feel terrible.
But you gave him a prize that elated him right in front of the twins.
That's why I feel terrible.
So you're going to have to do something U of L then?
Yes.
So and what's that going
to
be?
I may have to break down. And
buy some gear?
No.
Oh, boy.
Even worse for me.
Oh, no.
I may have to. Next Saturday is a bye week for Kentucky. I may be at Cardinal Stadium. I may be at Cardinal Stadium watching a football game in person.
We should have done this later.
By the caboose.
Zach, we should have done this later at 4:30.
It's my fault.
It's my fault. I didn't know it was going to be this good. Yeah. I really didn't know it was going to be this. So you're taking the family to Cardinal Stadium?
That's what it's looking like. I asked my wife, I called her on the way home on the old Bluetooth on the van. I was like, honey. What's our schedule like Saturday next week? She's like, I don't think we have anything going on. I was like, what about little football trip? And I was like, she's like, yeah, of course she's excited. You know she's a Louisville fan, so that's probably going to happen next Saturday.
Wow. Well, I mean, tickets are cheap, so you don't have to worry about that.
That's what I'm thinking.
You don't have to worry about that.
I could take a family of five, and it'd be very affordable.
I had no idea this was going to be a haymaker, Jack. I was going to do this literally at, like, 4:30 was going to be Strebel because I need to transfer the tickets to BBN Madness for him.
Yes.
Because his family photos have been canceled. Wow, what an absolute haymaker.
Yeah.
So, to make it up to Ellie and Wyatt. Go back to the scene when Kellen is elated.
Yeah.
And the twins realize they've been completely left out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just give me that moment.
So, like, how did that moment feel? What were their faces?
I didn't think they'd care because I've taken Kellen to basketball games in the past and they don't care. They're just like, whatever, they don't like Kentucky. And so I tell him he's all excited and why it's like, that sounds like fun. Are we all going?
You missed your chance. To turn Wyatt to the blue side.
You really did.
I only had two tickets. Like, if I had more, I'd be like, yeah, you can come too, but there's only two. So I can't get any more.
Oh, your two free tickets aren't enough.
We didn't have a family five-pack, Jack, for Strebel. So I was like, buddy, I only have two tickets in Kentucky.
You call him buddy.
Yeah, and he was like pissed. He was sat in his seat, and he's like scowling at me.
He should be.
And Ellie's like, I don't care. I don't like Kentucky anyway.
You know
go
what?
Cars.
You know what? Good for her. No. This is a moment that you need to... You need to crush your son here. You need to say, no, you picked Louisville.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mommy can take you Saturday to the scrimmage.
Yeah. Well,
Louisville's got a scrimmage, right? Jack, Saturday.
Oh,
take you to the scrimmage.
Yeah.
Take you to the scrimmage. No.
Yeah.
No, if you wanted to be BBN, then you put the blue on, and it would have been okay.
And it would have been you. And maybe Kelly gets left out this time.
Well, no, it would have been all three of you.
It
would have been all three of you, but that's not what happened.
I don't want to hear it.
This is you made a choice.
And to go to the red.
And you have to understand that you live with your choice, Kyrie Irving.
Yeah,
right?
Well, he's
you
not
make
Kyrie
a choice
Irving.
In life,
yeah.
Okay, to go with your sister and go with mama,
yeah.
And that's what you get, okay?
Yeah.
The men are going to BBN Madness.
Yeah.
That's what you say. The men are going to the madness.
Well.
How about that?
No.
That's parenting. Jack, that's parenting.
That's not what you say to a seven-year-old.
Well, I don't know what you say to a seven-year-old.
You say, I'll make it up to you, and you go to a Louisville football game. that's what you do to make it up. So
I mean, you're wearing what? I mean, you're going to wear.
I'm going to wear like a navy blue shirt.
Of course you are. You're going to end up wearing BBN.
I promise I'm not.
You're going to be the guy on Card Chronicle.
No, I won't do do that.
You're going to be the guy that I'll Ethan Moore. There's always one, Jack. There's always one.
I'll probably wear one of my ESPN Louisville polos. That's what I'm probably going to
so
wear.
So when you drink 90 beers and fall into a ditch, you'll be promoting ESPN 680.
Yes.
Great. There you go.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Why don't you jump on the pregame, maybe? Patty Ice, Taylor Lynch.
I don't know.
93.9 The Ville.
I'm going to
pop on that pregame.
I'm going to try to venture into the alley if this does come to fruition.
Texas says, Striebel thinks the Twins don't care, but in reality, they're sitting at the table with a tear dropping into their juice box.
No, they were. One of them was sad. Ellie didn't care. She's just like, whatever, I don't like them.
Oh, man.
Wyatt was sad.
I like her.
Yeah.
I like
her. She's like, I don't care.
Good. Good.
Yeah, Wyatt was sad. He just wants to be included with his brothers. The most is that he just wants to be where Kellen is. He's little brother. You know what I mean? So he wants to keep up with Big Brother.
That's why he's a Louisville fan.
Yeah, well, that's a good point by you.
I'm kidding. It's right there. Guys, it's on the tee. How do I not say that? It's on the tee.
Got us, little brother.
Texas says BC's going to crush Louisville, and you will have made up nothing. Texas says he could go to the exhibition game against Kentucky State afterwards and get a little double dip.
After the Louisville football game, the scrimmage after that.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Well,
how about that?
That's too much Louisville for me for one day. I can't do that.
Texas says, Striebel, tell the Twins this is a Kellen-only thing. They're used to it by now.
No, they're not. No. I think Moai's taking them out to eat tomorrow.
Texas says, he said I may be at Cardinal Stadium like he's going to Iraq. You were very, very, you know.
It's not a place I enjoy going, but, you know.
Louis Rabeau.
Oh, Louis.
Wyatt gets one-tenth the attention that Kellen gets.
He does not.
What a haymaker.
He does not.
I love Louis Rabeau just riding into a personal text with a haymaker.
Wyatt gets plenty of attention. I've taken Wyatt places just me and him before.
That was a lie.
That's not a lie. It's not a lie.
Boy, Jack was awake for that one.
He was awake for that one.
He was awake and ready to go for that one.
Yeah.
Texas says, the Striebels take the alley.
I want to go.
Can you be at the table
right
that the Louisville Crashers are on?
Maybe. When I was talking to my wife, I was like, yeah, there's this place. She didn't even know about the alley. Like, there's this place called the alley we can go, and we can, you know.
Wait a minute. Your wife didn't know about the alley?
She had no idea about the alley.
My God.
Can we have Blank record a message explaining the alley to your wife?
Yeah, to your wife.
It's not a bad idea.
Like a personalized message.
Yeah, like, hey,
like,
Corey.
Like, what do they call the video thing?
The cameos.
Oh, yes. A blank cameo.
Like a blank cameo.
Explaining what the alley is.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
How about that?
I can show, like, honey, this is Mark Blankenbaker, the czar of
now
the
you
alley.
Now, you going to go to the caboose?
Well, I don't know.
I'm not going to be in town.
Yeah,
I'm
no,
not going to
be
in town that weekend, I'm not going to be able to be there. Otherwise, I would venture down there.
Probably
Diener's going to be there by Nate.
I would like
maybe
to go.
Maybe Mabin and Rummage.
I'd like to go to the caboose. I didn't know if I was welcome or not. I figured I would be.
Yeah,
but
you're fine.
I don't want to push the boundaries because I know I'm
You
BBN.
Ask for free stuff all the time.
No, not all the time.
You ask Phil Baker for free tickets to places all the time. What's the big deal?
Like twice a year. Yeah. Like twice a year.
They're expensive tickets.
They are, and I appreciate Phil Baker.
Texas says, now we know when the red and blue sibling rivalry between the brothers started to get serious.
This was it.
Is Striebel openly going to cheer for BC?
No.
But that would be the move if you wore BC gear. That would be the move.
Oh, Andy, that's not a bad idea.
There you go.
What if I got an Eagle shirt? Don't they have an eagle carrying a football like Philadelphia?
I have no idea.
I just know they're
the
Eagles. That's all I know.
Texas says Striebel will be black and red until he's dead.
The return of Floyd Street Striebel.
It really is.
Yeah.
Are you going to be...
You know what he's going to do, Jack?
Are you going to be the honorary coin flipper like you throw out the first pitch of the baseball game?
That would be great.
Jack, here's what he's going to do. Here's what's going to happen. I can already tell you. The Striebels are going to get down there like just a few minutes before the game, and there's going to be very little. Like, he's not going to the alley. He may stop by the caboose before he goes in, and that's going to be it.
I
already know what the Striebels. You're going to somehow try to get some sort of a pass to park, because
know.
No one's going to be there because three and three.
Yeah.
You got a week and a half here to figure it out.
I got a week and a half to figure it out, but I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to go online and get some tickets, and then we'll go from there.
Texter says, I can't wait to hear the sadness inside a blank. when the big blue mist takes over the alley November 27th.
Now, that's a real thing.
I can't wait. No, the caboose is better.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
The caboose. The 2-10 year, that was what it was. That it was, oh boy,
yeah.
The BBN mist.
I remember,
Jack. It was thick. It was all Diener. I'll never forget Diener trying to work his way through the BBN mist.
Just Diener in a sea of blue.
Yeah, he was. He was in a sea of blue.
Is that Diener?
He really was.
Why'd you leave us? Why'd you leave Hazard?
Because it's Hazard. The only thing to do to Hazard is to pack up and get the bleep out.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. On the other end, we'll get to the Blitz. We'll continue the football conversation later on in the hour. Bozich is going to join us at 5 o'clock. Stuart Mandel at 5:30. We are loaded, getting you ready for this weekend. 437-9680. It's a take on a Thursday.